his friends. This year should be Louis Nishmas, Rav Asher Hebert, Zichrono Livracha, who is nifter today from coronavirus. We should be Zoche, the Yeshuas Olam in the Mishnah, in Meseches Gitna, Dafir Aleph Amid Beis, tells us that according to the Chachamim, if somebody gave a get shichur to a somebody on behalf of his Eved, the din is that he cannot retract, because Zachen Lan Shalai B'Fanav, it's a schus. The Rif said it's only talking about retracting, he can't retract. But he doesn't become free until the Eved actually gets it into his hand. The Rush asks on the Rif, what about the Gemara? It says in our sugya that an Eved Kohen Shebarach eats Truma, but this Eved for whom somebody was Mekabel Ashtar Shichur doesn't eat Truma. So you see that according to the Rabbanan, immediately when the get comes into the hand of the Shliach, he's Mishtachur and he doesn't eat Truma. So if it's only a get when it comes into his hand, why doesn't he eat Truma? He should be able to eat Truma until the get actually comes into the hand of the Eved. According to you, the Rif, when is he free? When it actually gets into his hand. But why then does the Gemara say that he can't eat Truma from the time that the Shliach gets it, from the time the middleman gets it? It must be that the Shichur is already when the middleman gets it, and now when it gets into his hand. The Hagos HaBach on the Rush says, Me'ukov get Shichur amayin ochel b'truma. So in other words, he's understanding that even Lashitas HaRif, that he only goes L'cheiris when the get comes into his hand, nevertheless, the Kinyan Mammon goes away Ali Deas Schia. In other words, he's called Mukov Get Shichur, which means that he hasn't got his Get Shichur. There's no more Kinyan Mammon, there's still just the Kinyan Isser. So hasn't got his Get Shichur yet. But there is the Kinyan Mammon goes away, so we have to understand together that how could it be that the only change that happens when the Shliach receives this Get Shichur is that the Adon can't retract. If that's true, if that's all that happens, that's all that occurs, then why does the Kinyan Mammon go away? According to the understanding of the Bach, the Kinyan Mammon goes away. Why? All that happened is that the Eino Yochel Lachzor Bo, the Adon can't change his mind. But how can you say the Kinyan Mammon goes away? How does it go away? There's no Shichur here. But the Bach understands that there is, that he's considered Meshuchur Mamonit and financially just not when it comes to Isser. We can marry, so he's considered Mukav Get Shichur. So that's what we'd like to understand. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, explains as follows. First, he explains what's the Yisod in Shichur. In Kiddushin, Adav Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, we see that Shichur is not effective B'davar Shelo Bale Olam. According to the Mandar, Me'ena the Makne Davar Shebale Olam. Davar Shelo Bale Olam. Again, Shichur is not effective if it's a Davar Shelo Bale Olam. According to the Mandiyamar, Me'ena the Makne Davar Shelo Bale Olam. Because the Gemara proves that Rebbe holds that Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bala Olam. How does he prove it? From the fact that a person can write to his Eved, when I buy you, you're going to be Kona yourself. Me'achshav. So what does that mean? And that's effective, he could do that. So you see that the Gemara proves that Rebbe holds Adam Makne Davar Shelo Bala Olam from the fact that he could be Makne his Eved, even though his Eved is Lo Bala Olam, he doesn't own him as an Eved yet. And yet he's already makna the Eved to himself now. So, from this case of Shichur, you prove, from the fact that he can be Meshachur Eved Shelo Bal Olam, you prove other makna Davar Shelo Bal Olam. Frek the Makne, that according to Tosis there, and the Rambam in the 14th paragraph of Dar Melacha Yud, that Kedush Saguf is Chal, even on a Dover, Shelo Bali Olam. How can we bring a raya from Shichur? Shichur is Kedushas Haguf. How do you see that? That Shichur is Kedushas Haguf. Because it says that Hekdes, Chametz, and Shichur are Mafkin Midei Shibut. And this din is only Kedushas Haguf. That means that if somebody has a Shibut on somebody, is a lien on somebody, that he could take an item of his. And what does this person do? He turns it into Hekdesh. So if he turns it into Hekdesh, then that's it. That's mafkia the Shibut. Or Tchametz. That's mafkia the Shibut. Or if it's an Eved, he's Meshachar the Eved. That's mafkia the Shibut. Now this din is only be Kedushas Haguf. In other words, the Hekdesh and the Shichur, as we see there from Tosus, Gid Mem Amid Beis, and Ksubis Nuntes Amid Beis, Ve'od, that the Shichur is only, and the Hekdesh is only if there's Kedushas Haguf. And Kedushas Haguf is Chal, according to the Rishonim, even in a Davar Shelo Balei Olam. So we want to discuss here if you can be Makan a Davar Shelo Balei Olam when we come from Shichur, bring a Raya from Shichur. What is Shichur proving? Shichur, when you're Meshachar and Eved, Eved has something, Kedushas Haguf, he becomes a Jew. So if he's becoming a Jew and he has Kedushas Haguf, then of course it could be a Davar Shelo Balei Olam. The Rishonim say, Rambam Tosa say, that Kedushas Haguf is Chalein a Davar Shelo Balei Olam. But has that proof that Adam Makan a Davar Shelo Balei Olam? And it doesn't prove. So what's the Gemara's raya? That Rebbe holds that Adam Makne Davar Shelo Balei Olam, because you could free your Eved before he becomes an Eved. Yeah, but that's Shichur. Shichur is Kedush Saguf. Kedush Saguf is Davar Shelo Balei Olam. But who says that it applies to Akna? So it appears that Shichur is Kedush Saguf doesn't mean Shasiyas HaShichur Havi Kasiyas Kedush Saguf. Doesn't mean that the doing of the shichur, when you do a maisa shichur, that's a maisa of kedushas haguf. Why? Given the chayil be'eved kedushas Yisrael, since the eved gets kedushas Yisrael, so you might think that this maisa of shichur is a maisa of kedushas haguf. You're making the kedushas haguf. Don't think that. Le'olam, really, what is it? Really, what is it? Ein ba'asiyas shichur ala ma'isa haknas ha'evet la'atzmai. What this really is you're being makna the evet to himself. It's like a business transaction. It's a ma'isa of masa and matin. And the shtar shichur b'yisodis k'ein shtar matona v'kinyan. K'dechazina d'b'kosav lo'ikol nechosai k'nuyim l'cho m'shtachur. So if he says, all my nechosim are acquired to you, he's free. So you see that as part of the kinyan, of all of his nechassim, he gets himself. It's one shtar, it's one haknoah, maknoah sanechassim, like we see on Ches Amid Beis, Kedushin Vav Amid Beis, Gittin Pehe Amid Beis, Kufu Shal Git Shichur Areya Tala Atzimcha, so it's a kinyan. So the ikar of a shtar shichur is not an asiyas chalois ben choyrin v'kedushas Yisrael, but rather it's a hafkoas ha'adnus v'haknas eved la'atzma. It's removing the ownership of his master, and it's giving a haknat, having the eved acquire himself. Okay, that's very important. That's the key here. Just the chalois that's chal mikoyach asiyazu, he chalois shel shichur. That the chalois from this asiya, there's an asiya of hakna, and then the outcome, stage two, is a chalos shichur. And then he becomes a ben choyrin, and he has completed his Kedushas Yisrael. So according to this, for entry the kasha of the makne, that Kedushas Haguf is chal, b'davar shelo b'lo ilam,
Hareze be'asiyas kedushas haguf. When is kedushas haguf chol b'davar shelo b'loilam? When you're actually making kedushas haguf. So if you want to make kedushas haguf on a davar shelo b'loilam, you could do that. But shichrur she'asiyaso have kimaisa hakna da'bal dalma. But shichrur is not asiyas kedushas haguf, but rather shichrur is a maisa hakna. So that's included in Eina Demakne, Darvish Shalom Ba'olam. And therefore the Gemara can prove from Rebbe that the Darvish Shalom Ba'olam, that you can be Makne, a Darvish Shalom Ba'olam. From the fact that you can be Meshachwer, an Evet Shalom Ba'olam. Because it's really the same thing. Because a Shichur is really a Hakna. And then just stage two, and Mela, there's a Chalos Kedushas Haguf. But it's really not, that's not what you're doing. When you're Meshachwer, you're not being Mechel, you're not creating Kedushas Haguf with your Shichwer. The direct effect is that there's a Hakna here. And then the Hakna, then you get to part two. Now that there's a Hakna, a Maisa Hakna, now there's going to be a Chalos. There's going to be a change now in his halachic status, but that's not what you're doing directly. So therefore, just like you can be Meshachar Derech Shabbalam, you can also be Makna Derech Shabbalam, because they're both in the world of Hakno. But Derech Zu, in this Derech, we can also be Miyashev, the Kashev, the Achrayim, be Meshachar Chatzi Avdoi. You're freeing half your slave. Machloikis Rebbe V'Rabbonin Memalef Amit Beis Ikana Eloi Kana Aval Lekulei Alma Ein Kulo Meshachar. Question is, why don't we say that Nifshat Shichur Bekulo to Ha Shichur Kedush Saguf, when you're Meshachar, it's Kedush Saguf. So just like we say by a woman that the Kedushin should be Mispashet, you know, the woman, if you marry half a woman, so too if you're Meshachar, half an Eved, why don't we say that it's Mispashet to the rest of the Eved? But based on what we said, it's very good. Since the Maisa Shichur is Kim Maisa Hakna Dami, Lo Shaykh Boydin is Spashtus. It's Hakna, you can't talk about Ispashtus. Because by Kinyanim, we don't find Ispashtus. Or by Chalois Shichur, which is Kedush Saguf, it's also not Shaykh Ispashtus. Because a Chatzi Shichur isn't Chal at all. There's nothing to be Mispashet. You can't compare it to Chatzi Isha. They're the Maisa of Asiyas Kedushin is Mispashet, like Rashi says there in Zayin Amar Aleph. V'yesh koyach b'ma'amoroi lifshot. The Maimer is Mispashet. And Memela, the Maimer is a half, and then it's Mispashet to a whole. And then Memela goes on the woman, if it could, and then it's Mispashet to all of her. So according to the Man De'Omar, that it's not Chal, there's nothing to be Mispashet. It never starts. When it comes to an Isha, so she's Makabel's Kedushin. So if you're Makadesh with a Maisa of a Chatzi Isha, so then your Maimer is Mispashet, and then from the Chatzi comes the whole, and then Memela, you should be married to the whole woman. That's when it comes to a woman. When it comes to an Eved, it's not Chal on the half. So Memela, it can't be Mispashet. Because in Kinyanim, you don't have a din of Mispashtus. And you want to say, okay, in Kinyanim you don't, but then in the Chalois now, there should be Kedushas Haguf. So that should spread. Once you have a Chalois of Chetzi, so now that chalos should spread to the whole thing. The answer is there is no even chalos of chaytzi according to one opinion. There is no chalos of chaytzi if you hold machashach chaytzi yavid loikana. So there's nothing to be mispashet. By a woman, the maimer is mispashet, so it starts with the person, it doesn't get to the woman. The maimer is mispashet to a whole, and then memela, you're marrying the whole woman. But here, in the Maisa of the Shichur, That's a chetzi. That can't be mispashet. Kiddushin can be mispashet. The mimer of kiddushin can be mispashet. But the maisa kinyan, the maisa shichur, can't be mispashet. So all then you have is a hakna of chetzi. But if you hold that, meaning you have hakna of chetzi, but the maimer is a mispashet, again, by kinyanim there is no mispashetus. So once you're kona chetzi, now, after you did the mice of being kona chetzi, now let it be a mispashet, because there's going to be now a chalos of dush sabuf in the whole thing, so let it now be mispashet to all of the eved. The answer is it never got to half. It never took hold of half. Because you can't be mishachar chatzi eved, since it never took hold of half, so then it can't be mispashet to the whole thing. By the woman, by the time it got there, by the time it got to her, it's already a whole thing, because the mimer was mispashet. But here, the mimer is not mispashet. All there is a kinyan on chetzi, and that doesn't count. Yifshar leknot chetzi, and memela, you can't say, oh, the next step is going to be there's a chalos in the whole thing. There isn't a chalos in the whole thing. Because in order to be a chalos in the whole thing, it has to be mispashet from chetzi, and here the chetzi never started. Hashem came by a woman where there is a spashtus by kedushin. So the person's mimer was mispashet. The maisa sias kedushin is mispashet. And the memela, by the time it got to her, it's already a hole. So she's mekudeshes legamre. But by kinyanim, there's no spashtus by kinyanim. So they don't say, okay, there's no spashtus. So you made the maisa kinyan on half. And now that there, now that this kedushas, now let kedushas haguf be chal on all of the from the half that it's chal the kinyan. Now let half kedushas haguf be chal, and then let it be mispashet. The answer is that the half kinyan wasn't chal. You can't be mishachar chatzi avdo. Now what about according to the man d'armer, you can be mishachar chatzi avdo? Why then don't we say that? Okay, so the kinyan was chal and chetzi. So why don't we say now that now there's a chalos also of kiddush saguf and chetzi, and then it's going to be spread to the whole thing, spread to the whole eved. So in Shari Chaim and Maseches Kedushin and Simon Chav Beis, he explains why. So that would be a discussion for another time. But in fact, there is a recorded shiur somewhere in Netherlands where this was discussed and analyzed, Siyata Dishmaya. Al Kopanim, that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that Shichur is a Kinyan, not Kedusha. From this Kinyan, then comes Kedusha. The Etzim Shichur isn't Kedusha. And that we say that a love can be Meshachwer and Eved. An Eved is supposed to be used to pay back a loan, and then it's Meshachwer the Eved. And that's Mafkia, the Shibud of the Malva and the Eved. And the reason is because the Shechor is Kedushas Haguf. How does that work? We said it's not. We said the Maisa Shechor is Megeder Hakna. So how's that mafkia the Shibud? There's no Kedush Saguf. And the answer is because the Loive is the Baal HaEved. So he could do a Maisa Shechor. He has every right. Because the Nechasim that are Meshibah to the Malva are his. And the Maisa Hakna and the Shechor that he does is a good Maisa. Just the Shibud of the Malva prevents the Chalois Hakna. So again, there's the Maisa, and then from the Maisa comes the Chalos. The Shibud of the Malve is Moineya, the Chalos HaHakna. The Alzeh Mahanya, Ha De Shichur Havale Ki Kedushas Haguf, De Mafkia Midei Shibud. Vein HaShibud Yochel Noyes Chalos HaShichur. So that is, what affects that? That the Shichur is Ki Kedushas Haguf. That's Mafkia Midei Shibud. Vein HaShibud Yochel Noyes Chalos HaShichur. So the shibud of the malve, would be moineya michalos hakna. He made a maisa hakna, but there's a shibud here. And the shibud of the malve is moineya the chalos hakna. How can he be makneya this ever to someone else? That's love. How could he be makneya the ever to someone else? It's mishubud to the malve. So mitzad the maisa hakna, he could do the maisa. But how could there be a chalos? It's his to do the maisa. But how could there be a chalos? It's mishubud to the malve. And the answer is that there, now the shichur comes in, that it's kikdushas haguf. And the kikdushas haguf is mafkia midei shibud. So the shibud can't be moneya the chalos shichur. So he has every right to do the maisa because it's his. And then the malve can't be moneya the chalos, he can't prevent the chalos shichur because that's kedushas haguf, that he doesn't have the power to stop. Kedushas haguf is mafkia from his shibud, can't be moneya that. It says later on in Lamechas Amar Aleph that the Oma of Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra became a shvuya. He sent her a get cheirus. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas that since lo yakoyach biad beizdin lo yitzio miyad ha'akum, since the Bezin couldn't take her away from the Goyim, there's no koach in the Bailim to be makdish into mafgir because it's eino birshusoi. So how could he be mishachrer? Bezin doesn't have the power to take her out, so how does the Bailim, how could the Bailim be makdish or mafgir? It's eino birshusoi. So how could he do this? How could he be mishachrer? If you can't be makdish, you also can't be mishachrer because shichur is hektish. L'chayr, what's his kasha? Shichur is kedusha saguf. B'kivega is bothered. How could it be mishachver? Can't be mafgir. But shichur is kedusha saguf, and kedusha saguf is chal even davar sheino b'shusoi. So what's Rabbi Kivager's problem? That he can't be Meshachr. This Shifcha, because it's not Biyado, it's not Birshuso. Yeah, but it's not a problem. If you want to make Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Damim, you don't have the power. But if you want to make Kedushas Haguf, that you have the power to do. Even Medav Rishen or Birshuso, like the Ketzos writes in Kufiyot Zayin, Tziv Kotten Beis, Kavanas Harivosh. Ubi Yoiser Tema, that Shichur is like a Maisa Geirushin, there's no Inyan of Eino Bershusai. So we see from Rabbi Kiveger, like our Yisod, that Shichur, Beikar Yisodo, is like a Maisa Hakna de Alma. It's a Hakna, it's not a Geirushin, and it's not a Kedushas Haguf, it's a Maisa Hakna. And since it's a Maisa Hakna, if it's Eino Bershusai, it doesn't work. So that's what we see from Rabbi Kiveger, like our Yisod, that Shichur is a Maisa Hakna, and therefore if it's not Birshusa, you can't do this Maisa Hakna. So how we can answer Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha, how he was Meshachrer, it's not Birshusa. So the Shita Mukubetzis in Bava Kamala, Amid Gimel, Amid Bez, his name, the Russian Armosh, Behiktish, and Exil, Sechevitz, Agoz, Vaka, Choytzi, Miyadak, Azlan, Chayla, Hektish, Kevin, Shikfar, Barlu, Shusa. If a person was Maktish, the Chayfetz HaGozel, the Gazlan, the Nigzo is Maktish, the Chayfetz HaGozel, and then he takes it from the Gazlan, the Hektish is Chal, since it came Brizlu Shusa. So there's a discussion. What's Pshat? Is it Chal Mafreya, this Hektish, from the time he was Maktish, or from when it came Lir Shusa? Mikanu Lahaba. But Al Koponim, we see that the din of Einar Bershusa is not Migarea, the Etzem Maisa. That it shouldn't be considered a Maisa Hekdesh V'Hakna. Either it is, it really it is a Maisa. Just that it's not Birshusoi is Ma'akiv the Chalois. And since as long as the Mania goes away, the moment the Mania goes away, in other words, it's no longer in the possession of the Gazlan, the Motzi Miyada Gazlan, now the Hekdesh can be Chal. In other words, the Maisa is a good Maisa, it's a Kosher Maisa, it's a good Maisa. Just there's no chalos because it's in their possession of the Gazlan. Now the gazlan, it's removed from the gazlan. Now the hekdesh is chal. And according to this, for end for the kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shalom maisa shichur is a good maisa, even though the eved is not brishuso. Just the chalos is being prevented. And since the chalos is a chalos chayrus for kedushas Israel, shalom shayach bo chisar and she'enu brishusoi, chal hashichur. If the chisaron was in the maisa hakna, like davar shaloi bala oilam that we saw before, if ain't other makna davar shaloi bala oilam, so you also can't be meshachwer a davar shaloi bala oilam. Rebbe holds that you can do both. But if you hold that ain't other makna davish balalam, so then the shichur davish lo balalam is no good, because there's a pagam in the maisa. Chatzi eved doesn't work. You don't say ispashtus because there's no good. It's not a good maisa. The maisa on the chetzi doesn't work. So if the maisa on the chetzi doesn't work, how's it going to be mispashet? By Kinyanim, we don't find the spashtus. And you can't have a chalos shichur, which is kedushas haguf, because the chatzi shichur isn't chal at all. The kinyan isn't chal, so in the middle there can be no chalos. Avol b'makom shachisar nu b'chalos hakinyan, if the mice is a good mice and the chisar is in the chalos, like shibud veinu brishusoi, so then the shichur is chal, since the chalois shichur is kikdushas haguf. So the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger is answered. We see from the case of hikdish hanigzalas hachefetz hagazol that the mice is a good mice, because you see that if afterwards the gazlan gets the nigzal gets the chayfetz, then the hekdesh is chal, is a chalos hekdesh. So you see the mice is a good mice. The only thing is that there's an equal in the chalos. So in the case of the chayfetz, it has to go birshuso. Here also, since even though this shivcha is not in his rishus, but the maisa of the shichur is a good maisa. There's no pagam in the maisa. The maisa hakna is a good maisa. There's an ikav of the chalos, but here there's no ikav in the chalos. Why? Because the chalos is a chalos chayrus for kedushas Yisrael. And there's no chisaron of einor b'shusa. In other words, einor b'shusa is going to be a problem when you want to do hakna. But not for a chalos chayrus for kedushas Yisrael. But you see, from the case of hikdish anigzal sachevitz hagazul, even though it's not b'shusa, you see that the etzem hamais is okay. Even if it's Einar Bershuso, it's not a problem with the Maisa. Remember, the Einar Bershuso is only Monea the Chalos, not the Etzim HaMaisa. So when it comes to the Chayfetz, once he gets the object back, it's Bershuso, then the Chalos is going to be Chal. But, because in order for the Chalos to be Chal, it needs to be Bershuso, the Chalos Hekdesh. But when it comes to Shichur, in order for her to get Kedushas Yisrael, it doesn't matter whose Rishus she's in. So that's going to happen by itself. It doesn't have to be Bershusa. So the Mais is a good Maisa, even though it's not Bershusa. There's just a Menias Chalos, because she's Bershusa Chayrim. And we get around that because it's a Chalos Kedushas Yisrael. And Chalos Kedushas Yisrael doesn't have a Chisaron of Einar Bershusa. So now, with this in our hands, we can explain the sheet of the Rif. That the Rif holds that we require that the get should come to our hand, to come to the hand of the Eved, is not because of the Maisa Shichur. The Maisa Shichur, which is like a Hakna de Alma, is totally only in the Nesinas Hashtar of a Haknasa. So all you need is a Maisa Nesina, a Maisa Hakna. Just the chalos shichur is meukeves ad sheyagi haget liyado v'nimtza shehamaisa mitzara odom nigmar kvar yidei zechiyah. So he has a what's the job of a person? The person doesn't make a chalos. Person makes the maisa. Chalos comes after the maisa, but the person's job is to do the maisa. So the odom did the maisa. He did a maisa hakna. And the Eved now, he did a Maisa Zechia. And this Maisa Zechia is good linyan haknas v'zechias hamamon. So as far as monetary matters go, the Eved is now free. And the Adon did his Maisa. Now he can no longer retract. Lo asi dibur mevatel Maisa. If he does something, la'achar lamed, that it should be chal achar lamed, the Maisa is not finished. So mitzara ma'isa hu shelo yochol an hazman. So you yochol lachzor bo, because it's still considered a dibur, and therefore a dibur can be vatal a dibur. That's if you did that. It should happen lachar lamid. That's considered that the ma'isa is not yet finished. But benidon didon, the ma'isa is already finished. He already did his ma'isa. Eino yochol lachzor bo. Why is it a ma'isa? Because there's a chias mamon. There's a chias mamon. It's a ma'isa, and a mele ain't a yochel achzer bo. So that explains why the first stage, that there's this chia of kinyan mamon, and memele eino yochel lachzor bo. Why is he not yet free? He said, "Ademati gita liyade." The get has to come into his hand. So why does the get have to come into his hand? And the answer is that there's a tanai. There's a tanai that the shtar shichur has to come into his hand. In order for him to be mishtachrer, the shtar shichur has to come into his hand. So in the meantime, it's poel, like the Tzo says in Simon Reish Sif Katan Hay, that a shtar shichur that's written shedlo lishma, so it doesn't work midin shtar shichur, but shtar kinyan, yes. And the Eved doesn't have a yad to be makabel the shtar, but ali de acherim, because the din of gito v'yado b'adam kechad is only be the beget v'shtar shichur. But ali de acherim it works, but it only works for the kinyan mamon and not for the kinyan iser, and he's considered mu'ukav get shichur. So we see the same idea that a shtar shichur is be yisodo a shtar hakna, but it also has dine get. It has to have the lishma v'chule. It shouldn't be mechuser k'tzitza. So it does both. It does a hakna mamonistic, and it's also a shtar shichur. And then he proves from the Gemara that it's not so, that if it isn't good as a shtar shichur, it's also not good as a shtar mamon. That's only if it's shalol lishma. But if it is lishma, then it could be in the meantime ishtar moment, and then ultimately be ishtar shichur. So when it's given over to the shliach, so already works as ishtar moment. It's already hakna, because that's what ishtar shichur is, the chalos hakna. The only thing is, when is there a complete shichur? When is it considered as if he was meshuchar with a shtar, that he's not considered mukhav get shichur anymore? The answer is when it comes into his hand, because there's a tenai that it has to come into his hand. Just like we find that the Rif brings by halva, that when the loive gives money to somebody to give to the malve, so the love is chayv b'achrayus. He can't be chozer bo, but it's not considered paid off, and it's not considered paid off until it comes in the hands of the malve. So on one hand you see he can't be chozer bo, on the other hand he's still responsible for it. It's not considered paid off. Why? Because it's a tenai that it has to come lidei malve. But there's already a zechia when it goes into the hands of the shliach. He's already zeicha b'mamon, but there's a tenai in the piron. In order for it to be considered a proper piron, it has to be bali yado, like the Rambam writes, achov b'achrayis halovad shifrenu liyad amalv. It has to go into his hand. So here also, in order for it to be a complete shichur, it has to go into his hand. But as far as the mamonous aspect is concerned, he's already considered that he's freed b'mamon, just when the shliach gets it. Similar to a halva, that by the halva, the moment the shliach gets it, so ain't no chozer, because there's already a zechi in the moment. Just as a tenai in the piron, you want to say you paid up, it has to come into his hand. So here also, the moment the shliach gets the shtar shichur, so it works as a shtar hakna, now he's freed mamonistik. And mele, there can be no retraction. Lo'asi dibrum batal ma'isa. And then for the finishing touch, that it be considered a proper get shichur. So for that, it needs to come into his hand mamish. But in the meantime, he can't eat truma. In the meantime, the Gemara says he can't eat truma before it comes into his hand. And the question is, why not? That's what the Bach asks. If he's a mukov get shichur, he should be able to eat truma. And then he brings a tosis that mukov get shichur can eat truma. So that's the kasha on the riff. But akopana, we understand the mechanics of why eino chozer, because the zechia on the mamon aspect of the shtar, of the eved, meaning now the eved is freed mamonistic, because the shtar serves as a shtar hakna, because that's b'yisodah what shichur is. And then the kedushas haguf is going to be chal when it actually comes into his hand, and then that's considered that he actually received the shtar. So there's more to say. Siyata d'shmaya. We already saw in the flow of Torah Hashem, and I'm hoping that in the next shir that we're zocha to continue seeing the flow of Torah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.